Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Red on the traffic heat map today. Speeds are very, very slow and delays pervasive. Plan on quite a bit of extra time as you make your commute this morning. Hear traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s. Your next report is at 7:38.
Well, we've dropped a degree, 21 now. We're looking for a high today of, what do you think, 25, Mike?
If we're lucky, and a wind chill to boot with northwest winds gusting over 30.
Wow, okay. And then did they get the big snow out there in the Ashland area?
Well, they're getting it right now, Dave, and it continues. It's more, I think the heaviest stuff is more towards Ironwood and towards Houghton, Michigan. Some of those areas, 10 to 15 inches, they're right at the edge of it there.
Yeah, you're going to have to dress warm for the playoff football games tonight. It is going to be windy and chilly right now. Again, 21 winds are... At 20 miles an hour from the northwest, and the weather brought to you by Paul's Market.
Good morning, 21 degrees, some light snow. It's 7:30. I'm Steve Simpson. WCCO News, this hour's top story, story that's trending, wildfires burning out of control in California. Residents in Thousand Oaks, as you just heard, being evacuated this morning. Last night, the mayor there said his city is now joining other communities that have had to rely on hope to move forward following that mass shooting that took place. Mayor Andy Fox, one of the mourners who attended the gathering last night to remember the 12 people shot and killed by a Marine veteran at the packed Borderline Bar and Grill the night before. Of course, here we are dealing with some winter-like weather out there this morning. In fact, we dealt with it yesterday afternoon, too. Minnesota State Patrol says that from 5 to 9, there were 172 crashes statewide yesterday afternoon. 26 of them involved injuries. 75 vehicles spun out and went off the road. And again, we're dialing up the crashes again this morning. We'll have some totals for you later on. A former camp director entrusted with children will now spend 25 years behind bars for production and possession of child pornography.
At one point, 39-year-old Scott Francis Fortier served as a camp counselor for Circle R Ranch in Long Prairie, Minnesota. The ranch is a co-ed horseback riding summer camp in Todd County.
He used his position at the camp and his relationships at the camp then to prey on these young, vulnerable girls.
Minnesota's U.S. Attorney Erica McDonald called Fortier a serial predator and rapist. It was in November of 2016 when a victim reported an assault to the Todd County Sheriff's Office. Court documents say Fortier sexually assaulted a 17-year-old and 15-year-old in 2016 after getting them drunk and filmed the assault with an iPhone. A search warrant of Fortier's home and his phone turned up the videos.
There's been a significant explosion of the production of child pornography.
He received a 25-year prison sentence. Edgar Linares, WCCO.
A federal judge in Montana has blocked construction of the $8 billion Keystone XL pipeline to allow more time to study the project's potential environmental impact. The order comes as Calgary-based TransCanada was preparing to build the first stages of the pipeline in northern Montana. Environmental and native groups had sued TransCanada and the U.S. government In the ruling, the judge says the government's analysis did not fully study the cumulative effects of greenhouse gas emissions, the effects of current oil prices on the pipeline's viability, or include updated modeling of potential oil spills. And we have another interstate closure to tell you about. This is for tomorrow. 35W closed from the cross down to 94 in both directions. That's to demolish the 28th Street Bridge. It'll be shut down tonight at 10, slated to be back open at 5 tomorrow, Monday morning. The 28th Street Bridge will close is closed right now. A new one is expected to be operational next June. Meanwhile, the reconstructed 26th Street Bridge will open today after nearly 6 months of work. WCCO News Time is 7:35. For more on these and other stories, go to WCCORadio.com. I'm Steve Simpson, WCCO.
Coming up in a few minutes, Rick Spielman, the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings here on the CCO Morning News. 7:38, traffic and weather together. Ben, let's hear about what's going on.
Well, to say it's slow going out there is a drastic understatement. The first snowy commute of the season is turning out just about like you might expect, which is to say really messy. One of the worst areas is 394 eastbound in the area of Worth Parkway, where delays are in the 20-minute range. Also extremely slow, 94 eastbound between Monticello and 494 in Maple Grove. That trip time is currently at an hour or more. It's basically a parking lot on that stretch. Use caution as you head through St. Paul. We have a new crash on 94 westbound at Lexington Avenue. Looks like three cars and a box truck are involved, all off on the right shoulder with traffic getting by relatively well on the left. We have a new crash blocking the right shoulder on 694 northbound at 10th Street and another accident on 694 westbound near Stillwater Road in Oakdale. Here, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s. Your next report is at 7:48.
Looking out our Minn Kota Windows weather window right now, I see the Dave Lee flag is blowing in the breeze, and there's snow showers out there. They're moving out right now. The biggest batch, or the heaviest batch of snow now, mainly in the eastern half of the metro and western Wisconsin, that's moving out. But there'll be more rounds of snow today. Nothing really heavy, but just enough to keep the roads on the slick side, and we can't even rule out a tough afternoon rush hour with some snow showers coming through. And today, to add to the fun, northwest winds increasing, so any snow we get is going to blow around like crazy. Northwest winds gusting over 30 miles an hour. Those winds moving in right now. High today, no more than 25. Tonight, clearing skies, diminishing winds down to 12 above, single digits in the burbs. Tomorrow, clouding up in the afternoon, a few flurries, 25 the high, 35 on Sunday. Next week, though, late in the week, how about 50s maybe Friday, Saturday? In the Twin Cities right now, WCCO temperature 21.
.742, Dave Lee, Mike Max here on the Morning Sports. And we have Wolves Hoops tonight. That's coming up at 9 o'clock out of Sacramento here on WCCO Radio. And the Wild got a nice win out against the Kings on the West Coast late game last night. Joining us, by the way, there was a high school football game yesterday, Maxie. A power outage between Eastview and Blaine. They had to quit playing, and they're going to try play at 3 today over at the school, but the fire trucks are there, and they smelled smoke, so they said no more game. We'll have to finish it tomorrow. And I don't know what they're going to do if they can't get that power back up over there.
Yeah, lights went out, and the fire truck's in the school because there's smoke in the school, so I hope they get it all resolved. I think today's school's off because of Veterans Day.
I know where there's a really nice high school football field now over at the Viking training center.
Lakeville North's playing there tonight, yeah.
Against STMA. Joining us is the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings. Rick, good morning.
Morning. How'd you get Maxie out of bed? And you must be digging deep to get another partner in today.
I'm breaking down tape of the Bears so I can give you the report by Wednesday. And you know how I am about that.
Yeah, very diligent.
Yeah, very diligent.
Yeah, he's been going through film all morning, Rick. Unfortunately, it's cartoons he's been diagramming. But hey, tell me about TCO Performance Center, because you got a nice high school playoff game, a really nice Lakeville North game against St. Michael Albertville tonight.
Yeah, when our ownership built the new facility, we're in a TCO, we wanted to make it a community area and to get these high school games in here, and especially with how meaningful they are with the playoffs and them being able to advance potentially down to U.S. Bank Stadium. It's all part of what we wanted to do as far as when we built that facility, and I think it's a great experience for the kids. I think, you know, with a scoreboard there and a press box and the game day production, we want to try to make it unique and special so that when high schools do come, they feel that not only are they part of the Minnesota Vikings, but it's a special event for them to play there.
Hey, I saw you picked up Amir Abdullah from Detroit.
Yeah, no, we saw him over the last couple of years. I know, you know, sometimes when there's a new regime comes in, we felt that it was an opportunity to pick up another player. You know, he's a different kind of back than we have. He's a little bit of a change of pace back. He's been productive as a kickoff returner. Great kid. So we're excited to get him in and just see what we have there and see if he can help us as we go down the road.
I don't even get near Rick this time of year because I'm afraid he's going to put me on waivers. He's got that. And I don't know if anybody would claim me.
We have, but you keep coming back. You show up waivers, and then you still show up to work this morning.
At least I clear, huh?
Yeah. No, you're like a boomerang. Get the heck out.
It's because in radio, Rick, we don't have any salary issues. There's nothing. No, we don't. They don't worry about our salary.
Security just let you back in. You've been back so many times.
I had Don Beebe on last night. Of course, we were talking about his son, Chad, a little bit, and he got active for the first game. When you signed him, what did you see? Because he looks like a classic Rick Spielman kind of a guy that you identified a while back.
Yeah, no, we watched him, and to be honest with you, he's one of those kids that we liked, but we didn't sign right after the draft. We brought him into the rookie mini camp, and he came in and worked extremely hard and really stuck out that rookie mini camp. So we signed him during a rookie mini camp. And it's like when we found Adam Thielen and Marcus Sherrills and CJ Ham, and maybe he will be one of those next guys. But that's the fourth guy right now in our 53 that we've been able to find out of our tryout camp.
Hey, Rick, how's Everson's progress?
He's been doing great. I know he truly is putting a lot of time and energy into it. As an organization, we want to make sure we provide everything possible for him to give him the best chance for success. We are following the direction of his professional medical team that's kind of set the guidelines, and we'll do everything we can from our part to make sure that he has everything he needs to be a success.
You guys are going to come out of this break, though, pretty healthy, aren't you, going into Chicago? I mean, all things, the bye comes at a good time, and a couple guys that need a little dinged up. You should be pretty good for the stretch run, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I hope, you know, we've had, I know the New Orleans game, we almost didn't have enough to dress 46 that night. And I know we had a lot of, I think we had six inactive starters that night, but we've had a lot of young guys step up and fill those roles, and they've done a great job. Coach has done a great job developing those guys. But I'm pretty sure, you know, when we get back Monday, start to get ready for the Bears, that we should be as healthy as we've been all season.
What's your evaluation of your pickup over the offseason and your quarterback, Kirk Cousins?
Oh, I think he's been outstanding. For some of the adversity and the injuries that we've had, and not only has he been performing on the field, but he's been a great leader in a locker room. I've never seen a guy approach that position as serious and as much time and energy he puts into that. I mean, I've sat in film room and watched him, you know, as they evaluate the game before and taking notes all the time. He does all the extra that it takes to be a very good quarterback in the NFL, and I think he'll continue to get better as we go along here.
Well, Maxie and I have arranged our schedules, Rick, so when you want us up in the booth with you at the next home game, just let us know so we can get that taken care of.
And Sid called in. He said you and Lee asked stupid questions, and he wants you to come on Sunday. Is that okay?
Yeah, I was out on the road right now trying to get some calling stuff done, so I was at the Wake Forest, North Carolina State game last night, which was a great game, and I have a lot of good players on both sides that I was able to look at. So it's a great weekend for me personally to get out of the office and to get caught up on some of this college stuff.
Yeah, I watched that. Wake Forest was a little better than I thought they were.
And that kid from Nebraska's catching the ball pretty well too.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get over that way today somehow to get there tomorrow to get a chance to see him play.
Hey, Rick, thanks. Always good to hear your voice. Appreciate you here on CCO.
Yeah, no, Dave, I know your ratings are going to probably be down right now, but don't just hang in there.
Trubisky, that's who I want you to watch out for next week. That's the start of my scouting report, okay?
Yeah, no, if you can get it through this weekend, we can get it all
okay,
in a computer system and get it to the players on Monday.
Okay, I'll have it ready for you.
Uh-oh, Rick mentioned computers. That rules Maxie out right there.
Yeah, the Mike Max advance report.
Thank you, Rick. Have a good week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Rick Spielman of the Minnesota Vikings. When we come back after traffic and weather, Max and I will have an athlete of the week for you. Ben, I want to get back to you. People want to know about that drive in here because it has been tremendously so. This is a Wicks and Jeweler time check, a $749, the best place to buy a watch. Also the best place to sell your watch. Get the best price for your pre-owned Rolex at Wicks and Jewelers in Bloomington.
Well, lots of frustration out there on the system right now, no doubt. Traffic is moving very slowly and the map is peppered with accidents. One of the worst areas is 394 eastbound in the area of Worth Parkway, where delays are in the 20-minute range. We also have a new crash near Anderson Parkway in Eden Prairie. Not looking like that's causing too many significant delays in the area at the moment. Use caution as you head through St. Paul. We have a new crash on 94 westbound. This is at Lexington Avenue. Looks like three cars and a box truck involved. Those are all off on the right shoulder, but traffic is getting by pretty well on the left. Overall, a sea of red on the traffic heat map today. Speeds are slow and delays are significant. Plan as much extra time as possible for your commute this morning. Hear traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s. Your next report is at 7:58.
Morning, Mike Litch here in the CCO Weather Center. Well, we do have the snow showers moving out right now. We actually are seeing some clearing west of the Twin Cities. We will have a little sunshine at times today, but also at other times, more rounds of some snow showers. I'm seeing them right now in northern Minnesota. I don't think we're going to see anything quite as heavy as we had this morning, but nonetheless, they're still going to be there, and some very strong winds gusting over 30 miles an hour, and temperatures way down there, about 20 degrees below normal, most highs in the 20s. Teens in the north. Right now, 21 degrees. Northwest winds already gusting over 20 at WCCO.
Well, let's talk about our old Dutch athlete of the week, Mike Max.
Yeah, it's a good one. Jason Williamson, future Gopher. He plays for Owatonna, running back. How about this? Six touchdowns, 477 yards in a win over Northfield, 49-23. That's a state record.
That's rushing?
That's rushing. Remember last year he had five touchdowns in the state championship game for them, leading him to a state title over Elk River. He's a good one, and he's playing again tonight because of it. Congratulations to Jason Williams for being this week's Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week.
You know, a lot of people think, Maxie, and I understand that when we work out, you're actually working out right now. You're going back to work out, I know, and a lot of people think the Ripple Chips are named after you and I with our shirts off.
Right.
But that's not true.
No. Yeah, the Ripple Chips were in place before we got the Rip. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But they're just confused. I understand the confusion.
Well, it happens. There was an election Tuesday, and again, we looked at the results. You and I projected early on that Old Dutch would be a winner, and they won every possible.
One big,
Yeah.
Good election party, by the way.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah, chips for everyone, yeah. And then when the chips came down out of the ceiling at the end,
well,
when we realized Old Dutch had won, not that it was a foregone conclusion, but to have those chips coming down the ceiling and people opening their mouths as the chips came down. I never get tired of that, Dave.
I don't think people recognize, and I thought they might pick up on it, but when at the end of that speech that you and I had a chance to give, and of course you always do the kicker, Maxie looks at the crowd and says, "Let the chips fall where they may," and then the whole thing came down. And you got them. They were not expecting that.
They weren't, and those that were look forward to it. It's like a Dick Jankowski joke, right? You've heard it before, but you still look forward to it. And what we did this year, of course, when we went multiple flavors. In the past, we've stuck to just two chips. This year, we had six different flavors. And I don't know, the feedback that I got going out was that was really a nice touch, particularly to add the dill.
That wasn't feedback, that was a feed bag.
Feed bag, yeah.
Ripples, the onion blossoms we had in there. We also had the loaded nachos and the pulled pork wrap, the barbecue pulled pork wrap. Those are, and I like those for Friday because they're kind of appetizers in the go. And I think of Friday and early happy hour. And the Ripples on Friday, that's how I roll.
And somebody said, "Was that the barbecue chip?" And I said, "No." They said, "Didn't quite." And I said, "No, it's the pulled pork." And they said, "Ah, yes, there's a difference. And now I know it's defined."
Yeah, nothing we like better than election night and Old Dutch chips.
It's fun.
You check it out on the website or go to the store and get some Old Dutch chips. Are just awesome. And then go to their website, too, olddutchfoods.com. The women and men of the Auxiliary Union Gospel Mission are the winners today. They support the ministry regularly since 1961, and membership grew to 600 members, along with an evening branch of an additional 125. And each month, they met to hear updates from mission programs and enjoy a luncheon along with speakers, singers, and other programs. And over the years, the members provided financial gifts for camp scholarships, food for Thanksgiving meals, and Christmas gifts for the people in the missions programs. The members of this group faithfully serve the mission's work through volunteering, gifts, and financial donations. Times have changed, and the Auxiliary has now ended its 57-year run. Congratulations to the Auxiliary of Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities for being today's WCCO Radio Pop Communications Good Neighbor Award winner. Hey, Mike, how cold's it going to be tonight?
Well, I'm liking about 12 above and single digits in the burbs.
What a perfect day for me to mention the fall sale at Fireside Hearth and Home. Get a completely installed gas insert starting at $29.99. Unbelievable. This great price includes everything. I want you to see my friends at Fireside for all the details. What do you see for the weekend?
What I see is a lot more cold and not above freezing until, like, Sunday sometime.
Yeah, so if you're still burning wood in your traditional fireplace tonight, for example, it's time to convert to this efficient gas insert from Fireside Hearth and Home. Cold weather is not coming. It's already here. I don't want you sending money up your chimney anymore. We all do this wonderful job of making our houses efficient with windows and insulation. But don't forget about your fireplace. So today, when you can save money at Fireside Hearth and Home, this traditional wood-burning fireplace you may have, it pulls heat out of your home. I know that because I had one. But the gas insert from Fireside Hearth and Home on sale now adds efficient heat to your main living area. And I'll tell you this, too. If you've got a lower level room you can't keep warm, here's your answer right here. Turn down the thermostat, turn on the gas insert, do the zone heating thing. It really, really works. And now you've got a sale at Fireside Hearth and Home. All five locations right now in Eagan, Eden Prairie, Maple Grove, Minnetonka, and Roseville.
New leadership coming together in St. Paul. I'm Steve Simpson. That story and more at 8:03 on WCCO and KM and BFM HD2 Minneapolis, St. Paul.
All-important traffic check, WCCO. Here's Ben.
Alrighty, as you get ready to head out the door this morning, keep in mind you'll need most likely lots of extra time for your commute. We'll start with Metro Transit right now. Half of their buses are delayed, averaging 8 minutes per bus, and the Green Line has delays of up to 10 minutes due to a mechanical issue. One of the worst areas traffic-wise is 394 eastbound in the area of Worth Parkway, where delays are in the 20-minute range. We also have a new crash 94 eastbound at DuPont Avenue with stop-and-go traffic back to Boone Avenue. Add 15 minutes to that ride. Here, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s. Your next report is at 8:08.
Cold today, 10 to 20 mile an hour winds, gusty, strong this afternoon, actually stronger, a high near 25 tonight, gusty and 12 above. So outdoor football tonight, you gotta bundle up. It's 20.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.